Glenn Campbell, Try a Little Kindness. Some good words for today. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll welcome in some community friends on the morning show next hour, right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news update from ABC at 9 o'clock is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 41 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As President-elect Donald Trump prepares his new White House team, he is eyeing Tesla owner Elon Musk for a new job. ABC's Jonathan Carl explains.
Trump has talked about having the tech billionaire run a new Department of Government Efficiency, pledging to slash $2 trillion from the federal budget. Musk recently said implementing such major spending cuts, quote, necessarily involves some temporary hardship, but it will ensure long-term prosperity.
Sources tell ABC News that Special Counsel Jack Smith is also in talks with the Justice Department about ending both of the cases against Donald Trump. Germany's federal prosecutor's office has arrested an American citizen for allegedly spying for China. The suspect accused of contacting the Chinese government and offering to transmit sensitive information from the U.S. military. Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. With inflation getting back under control, the Fed's expected to cut interest rates further. This is ABC News. Lebanese media say at least four Israeli strikes targeted Beirut's southern suburbs today. U.S. efforts to halt fighting between Israel and Hezbollah stumbled last week ahead of the presidential election. Thousands of people who bet on the presidential election, the first time it's been legal to do so. Now they're anticipating a huge payout. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
While traditional polls were showing a razor's edge margin separating Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in the weeks leading up to Election Day, the newly legalized Kalshi prediction market showed a clear Trump advantage. Those who bet on the Republican will see a potential collective payout of about $450 million from Kalshi or the offshore site called Polymarket.
A new push for age limits on social media. Lawmakers in Australia introducing a proposal to ban anybody under age 16 from using apps like TikTok and Instagram, even if their parents say it's okay. Prime Minister calling the ban the first of its kind and getting support from both sides of the aisle. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high today of 55. Partly cloudy at times and a touch breezy. West winds at 5 to 15. Tonight mostly clear and chilly, a low of 33. Plenty of sunshine and mild Friday, a high of 57. Saturday 53 with rain likely in the afternoon. Rain tapering off Sunday and a high of 54.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobeson Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Mauston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Today on the morning show from WRCO, we're going to be talking about Diabetes Prevention Month. It is a special month to recognize that every month should be, but we're going to talk about diabetes and some of the self-management and education and support. Longtime guests Ty Mulholland and Grace Denman are in the studio with us today. We welcome you guys as you come along. I feel guilty. You guys walk in, and here's a big bowl of leftover parade candy and all kinds of things that all these no-nos Henry Bray has out there. I'm feeling a little guilty today there, Ty.
We noticed your Christmas decorations. We focused on those.
Oh, you focused on the decorations. Okay. That's good. That's good. But, you know, everything in moderation, right?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about, you've got some new designations here. I was a little curious about some acronyms. Can you go over those for us?
Yes. You know, a lot of times we're thought of as a diabetes education, and that is a component of what we do. But our professional organizations keep focusing, we do more than that. So they've given us kind of big, long titles to help reinforce that concept, but then it gets a little bit wordy. But our program that we have at the hospital is called Diabetes Self-Management, Education, and Support. So the self-management component is key. You know, diabetes is a chronic disease, and who manages it the most and can have the biggest effect? It's the person that has it. It's not your doctor, no matter how wonderful they are, or your diabetes educator. It's kind of what you learn and can figure out to do on your own on a daily basis that, you know, really dictates how well that management is. There's the education component that we do, and then there's the support component. You know, Grace and I are both dietitians in addition to being diabetes educators, and sometimes people look at us like, you know, you kind of brought up the candy bowl and thought, oh, we can't tell them that. But, you know, we live in the real world. We are not perfectionists whatsoever. One of our new things, fairly new, but continuous glucose monitors, people wear them instead of poking their fingers, and we get a report on it, and there's a statistic of called time in range. And we say if you are there 70% of the time with your sugars between 70 and 180, you are doing very, very well. So I kind of joke that 70% is an A in my class. And, you know, that's not the way it was in school. So we are not here to dictate to what, you know, what you should do. But we're here to support you, give you evidence-based information, work with you to figure out what your lifestyle is, and help you manage this the best that you can.
So many of us, Grace, are just off and running, especially if we have children and we're running here and there. It's really hard to keep healthy diet, isn't it?
It can, because it does require some thought and some planning. But once you put a little bit of thought and planning into it, it can get easier. A lot of us, though, once we figure out, you know, those 5-6 recipes that we like to follow, we're going to follow them and know that those are the easy ones we can do on busy nights.
Oh, sure. Or plan ahead.
Yes, exactly. Taking a day out of the week and kind of just planning ahead. Some people choose Sunday just because it is kind of the start of the week. But if Wednesdays are a better day for you because every other day is just kind of go, go, go for your family, then maybe it's just Wednesdays that you sit down and look at the rest of the week ahead and how can we plan out healthy meals.
There are certainly some comfort foods that we love this time of year.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. I have my same ones too.
And what would they be?
Chicken pot pie is one of my favorites. And I just made it last week. What I personally use, because I don't like to spend a whole lot of time in the kitchen, surprise. But just 2 bags of California blend veggies, some either canned chicken, or Walmart has the pre-shredded rotisserie chicken from their leftover rotisserie chicken, a can of cream of chicken soup, and then just putting some cut up biscuits on top. And it can be that easy.
That sounds really good, actually.
It is.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about putting a cookbook together or not?
It's just from the Pillsbury website.
Wow. Some of the diabetes stats, though, are quite staggering, aren't they, Grace?
They are. So nearly 1 in 10 people in the U.S. will have diabetes or have the diagnosis of diabetes. And ultimately, people who are 65 or older, 1 in 3 have diabetes. And we would say even over that, it would be that almost 75% and more actually have prediabetes and or diabetes at that point. So a lot of people over 65 are either dealing with trying to stop that progression or slow the progression from prediabetes into the diabetes range, or are already tackling diabetes.
So if I understood, you said prediabetes and or diabetes, you can have it at the same time?
So I say and or because some people, when they have just crossed over, so 6.5 or above is diabetes, but some people kind of set themselves in the, they call themselves borderline when they have already crossed to diabetes at 6.5, but technically it's just a well-managed diabetes at that range. So just kind of taking what them or their providers might tell them.
We hear about symptoms of diabetes, Ty. Do we all have symptoms, or can it be just kind of a quiet thing and we really don't know that we have it?
It very often depends on how high your blood sugars are. Uh-huh. You know, when someone like Grace said is around that pre-diabetes range, typically you do not have symptoms. When your sugars get very high, like a normal blood sugar in the morning, if somebody does a finger poke, it's like 70 to 100 after a meal. They go up to 140. They don't vary too much outside of that range. But by the time your sugars get to the 200, 250 mark, very often you get increased thirst, increased urination, unexplained weight loss. You get tired. You're like, why don't I have any energy? And then sometimes you get blurred vision. So those are some of the symptoms when your sugars are kind of up there.
Mm-hmm. I went through that whole stat. My vision got blurry all of a sudden. I was thirsty. You know, I mean, sometimes I'm a hypochondriac when I hear those things.
Yes. And, you know, the thing is, the only way to diagnose diabetes is with a blood test.
Right.
So we advocate going to your doctor annually. You know, they'll review risk factors. There are a number of them. Do you have a family history of diabetes? Are you getting a little older? Which generally we are. Is your weight a little bit higher than where it should be on the tables? And the more risk factors you have, the more likely your doctor will screen you at a younger age. But there's, if you have labs done, a blood sugar is a very common lab to have drawn, and your physician will be looking for that. And that's the thing. You want to catch it as early as possible. The longer you have it and don't know, it's doing damage to your body when your sugars are running high.
Mm-hmm. That yearly, things can change quickly in a matter of time, can't they?
Yes. You know, sometimes type 2 diabetes, which most people have, it's a slower progression, but sometimes an illness can seem to trigger that. Sometimes people get put on steroids and their blood sugars pop up. So it's really good to get that annual visit in.
We talked about some of the acronyms here, CDCES. Did we go over what that is?
We didn't. Okay. That's another mouthful.
Can you explain that one, Ty?
Sure. So Grace and I are CDCESs. So we're certified diabetes care and education specialists. So we both had to do extra education for this. We had to pass an exam. We had to have at least 1,000 hours of working with people with diabetes, had to pass that exam, do our continuing ed, and then we became this title. We used to be certified diabetes educators, but then our profession added the word specialist on there because we, again, do a lot more than education. We help people, we support people. We help them with med management. Grace and I adjust insulins. We teach them devices such as continuous glucose monitors or regular glucose monitors and how to use them. We help them figure what options are available to manage their diabetes because there are many, many options. Some people want nutrition. Some people want medication. Some people want devices. We talk exercise. So it's a very complex disease with many things that affect blood sugars. So we are the specialists close to home that can help you figure all that out.
Indeed. And as you look at some of the monitoring devices and things like that, lots of improvements have been made recently, haven't they, Grace?
There has been. So there used to just be the glucometers, and you'd have to prick your finger and get a blood drop for every time you want to test your sugars. And that can be annoying for a lot of people. A lot of people don't want to prick their fingers because maybe it hurts the rest of the day, or it's just kind of a cumbersome thing to carry around all day long for in case you need to check your sugars. But now we have those continuous glucose monitors. And even from the beginning of the continuous glucose monitors, we have continued to improve. Before, the glucose monitors needed to be scanned, and so you had to remember to still scan it every so often so we could get that data off of this little sensor on the back of your arm onto the device that then we could download and look at it. Now it's just a continuous flow via Bluetooth, and we are be able to see just all of those sugars every couple of minutes.
Yeah, it'll alert you, right, if something's going wrong?
Correct. The newer ones also have those alarms. So if you start to go low or you start to go too high, it will alert you and it will tell you if you're going high or low, and you can then take the proper measures to treat that.
Do most insurances cover those kind of devices?
If you are on insulin, we are fairly certain to say that your insurance would cover that. Of course, there's different plans out there that have different rules or stipulations for wearing them. But generally, if you're on insulin, you will have coverage. If you aren't on insulin, there are still some plans that will cover it.
Okay. Some other things that we wanted to talk about, why education is important, Grace?
Yeah, education is super important because if you don't know what you don't know. And so if you're just told that you have diabetes and go manage it and to go off on your own, we don't know then how do you slow the progression? How do you manage it? How are you supposed to limit those spikes after meals? So that's where Ty and I can come into play, and we can sit down with you. We'll review what you're eating for your meals, we'll review what your activity levels are, what might stress you out, because stress and poor coping skills or just different coping skills can also cause high sugars. And so we can help kind of figure out maybe what else we can do than turning to food when we're stressed. And then we can give you that education, that support to then give you more tools in your toolbox to continue to improve your diabetes management.
It's kind of, it goes twofold then, doesn't it? Yeah.
A little bit.
Good stuff. Always important information here on the morning show, and it's a special month set aside, although we've talked about it other times of the month, but why is it important to celebrate and recognize, Ty?
Well, you know, I just think bringing it to the forefront once a year is very important. People that do not have diabetes often do not understand what a struggle it is to have that disease. You know, some diseases are easier to manage. You got something and you take a pill once a day. But diabetes, blood sugars are up and down. You can't always figure out why they're up and down. There's the emotional component. There's the guilt component. There's the anger, frustration. It's almost like going through a grieving process. And depending on the day, you might swing one way or the other on how you're feeling. So I think it's good to have an awareness. We talk about people that don't have it. And a lot of times what Grace and I do, we talk with people in our office and say, do you feel supported at home? And, you know, a lot of times we get yes, but a lot of times we get, well, you know, my husband's always hounding me. Did you take your pill? Should you really be eating that? And she said, you know, I kind of get that he's well-meaning, but it just makes me angry. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't know what a burden it is. So we actually talk about ways to have a better relationship in that situation, because as my patient will say, it just gets heated and it goes downhill fast and it does no one any good. Her blood sugars get raised because she's stressed out, and then she, you know, it's just a negative sort of a thing. So I think it's really important, one, so that people understand how difficult it is, but two, look at your own personal risk factors. That's one thing we really encourage during November. Hey, do you go to your doctor regularly? If not, make that appointment. Do you have diabetes in your family? Are you not feeling the best? The sooner you can find out you have diabetes or pre-diabetes and prevent type 2, the better off you are.
For a screening, is that process, do you usually have to fast a little bit before that then?
Usually you go in, it depends. They can run them a couple of ways. There's a fasting blood sugar. There's a random blood sugar. There's a lab called a hemoglobin A1C. So your doctor will let you know which way to go. A lot of times we use that fasting blood sugar in the morning. Normal 70 to 100. If you're 125 or between 100 and 125, it kind of falls in that pre-diabetes range, and over 125, with a couple of subsequent lab draws, that gives you a diagnosis. So usually fasting, but talk to your doctor.
Grace, did you have something you wanted to add?
I did. I actually, I think it's important not only to know for our own risk factors and to know that if we should be screened regularly and possibly be able to catch diabetes prior to it becoming where it's in a bad situation, but also to just spread awareness around the diabetes in general. A lot of the country and people will say that you have diabetes because you haven't eaten well, you have diabetes because you don't exercise, you're on medications for your diabetes, so you're failing at your diabetes, and that is completely not the case. There are people who can be super exercisers and they'll still get diabetes. There's people who eat perfectly in what Ty and I would say our sense, right? 80% of the time they're looking really good. And they could still develop diabetes. There are people who are doing everything right, eating and exercising, and they still need medications. It is not the failure of the patient. It is just the failure of their pancreas.
Is there a lot of misinformation out there online?
There is a lot of misinformation. And that's why our education kind of falls into that as well, because you can go on Google and you can search something about your diabetes and you'll get 20 different answers. And so how do you narrow that down and know what should you truly be doing? I mean, everyone out there on the internet is claiming to be an expert. So how do you know who to trust? And that's kind of where Ty and I fall into it. We are not only just dietitians, where we have the expertise in nutrition and how to support you in your certain diagnoses, but we also have that CDCES thing where we studied extra and we learned about the diabetes progression and we learned about what helps bring those sugars down and how to support people. And we can combine both of those teachings from our schooling to continue to improve on you and tell you what is misinformation, what is accurate information. And the other big thing of having diabetes care is not only seeing Ty and I, who are going to help you with your nutrition, be able to navigate that even if you have other comorbidities or different diseases as well as your diabetes, but to also work closely with your doctor. Ty and I work closely with doctors, and we can also help you with finding referrals if there's other things that you need. Maybe you need some more mental health support. Maybe you have a foot concern, so we'd refer you to a podiatrist. Maybe you are having that blurry vision, so we'd encourage you to go see your eye doctor. It's a huge team that works together to give you all of that information so that you know what is right and what is true.
Do some take more of a holistic approach, Ty?
Everybody has their own personal preference on how they want to manage their disease. And I guess, you know, that's one of the nice things about having diabetes today is there are a lot of options. Some people will come in and say, I'm doing diet and exercise. I'm not touching a pill or a med. Other people are like, nope, don't touch my diet. I am not moving. What's out there for meds? So we individualize care. We find out who you are as a person and what you want and what's important to you and what you're willing to do and what you're not. And that's the way forward that we go.
Okay, good to know. We'll have more coming up on the morning show after these words from WRCO.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Oak Hooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. We've been selling hooch down here for 21 years, but we're getting rid of it, and that means the hard stuff. So we've got Noble Oak, Double Oak Rye, and we've got some great whiskeys and vodkas, and some from Ukraine even, and it's all 20 and 30% discount. Now we're getting rid of it, so you got to come down and get it before it's all gone. Got some great deals, and after that, we'll just have wine and beer. Oak Hooch Books and Libations, always changing, downtown Richland Center.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital slash clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-through, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. we do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Welcome back to the Morning Show on WRCO Radio. Great to have in the studio Ty Mulholland and Grace Denman. They are diabetes care and education specialists, and we're talking about this during Diabetes Awareness Month, November. So we come in for an appointment, Ty. What happens at one of these appointments?
Yeah, you know, when somebody's newly diagnosed or they've never been to diabetes ed before, but they've had it for a while, we ask them a lot of questions. You know, we have them fill out this little questionnaire because we want to find out who that person with diabetes is, because everybody is different. And it helps us figure out, you know, where your focus is, what isn't going well for you, what you want to learn. And then as adult learners, it's not kind of like going to school where you follow the curriculum and you don't like English, but you got to go anyway. You know, we want to find out what you want to talk about. You want to talk about food today? Absolutely, we'll do that. You want a continuous glucose monitor? Can't figure out how to get one? We will do that for you. So we kind of go with what your interest is, and then we just educate from there. We often find out, you know, what steps do you want to take after your visit? At the end of each visit, we'll say, well, let's set a goal or two. What do you think? You know, we talked about nutrition today. Maybe you want to add a vegetable to lunch and supper. How confident are you you can do that? And you're like, well, I don't know. I'm like, well, can you add a vegetable once a day? That I can do. And so we set that goal, and then we have you come back, and depends. New patients come back sooner, might be one, two, 3 months. And then we first thing when you come in the office, so Phil, how's that vegetable goal going for you? And if it didn't work, we talk about why. So that's kind of a typical visit. Sometimes it's medications. They're prescribed. I forget to take them. So we problem solve that. So it isn't always knowledge. It's how to make that knowledge that you already have and know you should do, but you aren't doing it. How do you make that work in your busy lifestyle?
Grace, you were telling me off the air, but a lot of times somebody will say, oh, you're going to be mad at me, Grace. But sometimes we're guilty when we come in, aren't we?
Yeah, and a lot of patients, they'll come in my office and they'll say, you're going to be mad at me because I haven't met my goals or I haven't been able to exercise. And Ty and I will say it over and over, we are never going to be mad at you. We all know that we're all human. And so we sit down and say, okay, so what did hinder you from making that goal? What was getting in your way? How can we reset the goal so that it's going to be more achievable this time around? Maybe we were too big when we went and made that goal. Maybe you couldn't have a vegetable at your lunch every day. Maybe you couldn't reset it to 3 days a week because you have really busy days where you're running around and don't get a good lunch. And so then we just reset that goal. We try and make it a new habit where we're having it 3 days a week. And then we build from there versus trying to set too big of a goal for yourself.
Do you set up meal plans or suggestions?
We don't give out specific meal plans, and that's because we do encourage a variety in your diet. And if we give you a meal plan, that's probably what you're going to eat every day for the rest of as long as you want to follow it. Or it gets really boring, and so you're going to give up on it. So what Ty and I typically stick to is something we call plate method, and it's how do you build your plate to look healthful but also support your diabetes management. And we kind of say you want half your plate to be non-starchy vegetables. Those are the vegetables that are not peas, corn, potatoes, or the winter squash. And
all
so,
my favorites.
You can still have those, but they only go on a quarter of your plate.
Oh.
And then the other quarter of your plate would be your protein. The reason we have the non-starchy vegetables is that they're not going to make your blood sugars go really high. They have good vitamins and minerals so that we can support healthy aging. And the other big thing with fiber is that it steadies our blood sugars between our meals because it slows digestion. And that's another thing, too, is that if you eat a good meal full of fiber, you're not going to be trying to grab a snack within an hour.
Mm-hmm. So what goes on the rest of the plate then? Like the main dish?
You'd have a half your plate of your vegetables.
Okay.
Quarter of your plate protein.
Okay.
Quarter of your plate carbs.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Got it.
That's 100% of your plate.
Good stuff. And in fact, tonight or today, one of the things that we celebrate is supposed to be Men Making Dinner Day. So any suggestions or anything like that?
Keep it simple.
Simple? You,
yeah. Get a small Ben's Ready Rice pack of rice, split it between you and your wife. Have some frozen veggies that you just cook up, either throw them in your air fryer, throw them in the oven, throw them in the microwave, and then cook up your favorite protein.
That sounds good. I like stir fry, too.
Yeah, stir fry is a really easy one, too. Walmart makes it easy when they have just those frozen stir fry packs, and you just pick the stir fry pack that has your favorite veggies because they have multiple choices. Or in the fresh food section, they have the fresher stir fry packs that come with a little sauce packet. You just throw it in with some rice and some protein and you're off.
Sounds good to me. The holidays are coming up, Thanksgiving, and that's mm-hmm. always that's a tough one too for us to kind of
yes.
watch what we eat, isn't it?
Absolutely. And again, I go back to the 70% rule. You know, if you overeat on your carbs at one meal out of the month, that's no big deal. People get into trouble when it's the holiday running from Thanksgiving through Christmas. You know, we've got the 40 days of overeating. That's where you have to watch out. If you want to watch that Thanksgiving meal, it's portion control. You know, the turkey isn't going to do a thing to your blood sugar. If it's a potluck turkey where everybody brings a dish and you know nobody ever brings a vegetable, take your vegetable along. And then think about the carb foods. You know, which foods are you eating that have a lot of carbs because they turn into sugar? So you got the cranberries, and most of the time that's going to be really high in sugar. If you look at a can of jellied cranberries, or if you cook your own and dump in a lot of sugar, they're tart. So you kind of got to think about that recipe. You got your stuffing. You got your mashed potato. You got your gravy. You know, if you have a green bean casserole, there's a little bit of goop in there. You might have a dinner roll on top of it, and you have to have pumpkin pie, and maybe you wash it down with a giant glass of milk, and all of those were carbs. So again, portion control, what's your favorite? You know, I am not giving up stuffing on Thanksgiving because how often do you get to eat it? If you love it, it's great. The potato, I have no problem eating that, skipping that one. So, you know, it's personal preference. And think about the meaning of the holidays. Is it really to sit there and eat as much food as you can and feel miserable for hours after? Or is it because you got together with your family and you are thankful for the year behind you and you really want to celebrate with those people you love?
Yeah, good point. I think sometimes over the years, too, that I've done that, I've been guilty of that, and not only for hours after, but a few days after,
yes.
because you're not used to eating that big of a meal.
Exactly, you know? And you feel miserable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to try and watch that. That's not too far down the road. You know, and this is the thing, too, we're trying to look ahead and reduce risk for people, right, Grace?
Correct. And that's kind of something that Ty and I use as one of our tools to kind of talk through too in our appointments of what can we do to reduce our risks. Diabetes, one, is a risk in and of itself of the progression. So we want to reduce that progression. So what labs are we going to get regularly? And why is your doctor drawing these labs regularly? And then what other visits should we be doing regularly to reduce risks that come with the complications of having high sugars? If you run high sugars for a long period of time, you're at risk of also developing kidney disease, of developing an eye disease where you might lose your vision if we let it keep going. You are at risk of having a heart event, a stroke, or a heart attack. So then we talk about how we want you to regularly be monitored for these as well. And while Ty and I are not experts in your eyes or your teeth or your kidneys, your other providers are, and that's where that whole team comes into play. But we would be saying, yeah, have you gone to the dentist every 6 months? You are at risk of having more cavities and gum disease because your sugars have been running high. So maybe we want to set a goal of just scheduling that appointment. Or sometimes the goal is just finding the dentist that fits with your insurance. Uh-huh. Right. But that's all part of our risk reduction and kind of that education we provide to our patients.
So if we come in and see our primary provider, then mm-hmm. do we go back and see them like regularly? Then we see them in the one-year thing. But like if we get kind of referred to your office then, Ty?
Yes, it's a co-teach kind of thing. You know, yeah. Your doctor, if you have diabetes, you should be seeing them every 3 to 6 months. If your A1C and your lipids and your blood pressure are good, you can often go every 6 months. But if the doctor is working with you to get those numbers improved, it's typically 3. When you come to Diabetes Ed, initially you're going to see us quite a bit. You know, we see newly diagnosed people every couple of weeks for 4 or 5 sessions. And then, you know, we go out, well, we'd see them a couple of times every 2 weeks, and then we go out a month, and then we might go out 2 months, and we might have, you know, 6 visits the first year. And then after that, maybe you have one or two or three or four visits with us. Everybody's real different. It kind of, we individualize it based on what the person needs or benefits from.
I think it's important to start young, too, you know, and I was looking, just the other day, I heard this announcement on the air about teens and their addiction to caffeine and some of these big drinks and things like that. It's amazing what is available now. It's not good for us, is it?
No. Caffeine is, yes, it's definitely a problem in our nation. And you've heard the horror stories of teens getting too much of it. So, yeah, you know, getting people on the right track with nutrition when they're young. I'm thinking Grace and I also see moms that are pregnant and have diabetes, gestational. I got to go to the birth center the other day and see a newborn of a mom I worked with. And it was just such a wonderful experience to get to see that evolution. You know, that people come in, they're not happy. As you can imagine, when you're pregnant and get diagnosed with diabetes. But we work with them, we calm their fears, they help them get to that healthy, happy little baby, and then we get to see that, and it's just a wonderful thing.
It's got a happy ending there.
Yes.
Gestational diabetes, so mm-hmm. does that go away then? Typically?
Generally, yes. Uh-huh. Most people that have gestational diabetes, when they deliver, their blood sugars return to normal. They are more prone to type 2 diabetes later on in life, so that's something we educate them on. Their children are a bit more prone to diabetes later on in life too, so we kind of counsel, you know, now you've got this new baby in the family, think about your lifestyle. What habits do you have that maybe you could tweak a little bit? Think about your recipes, eating with the child. What foods do you want to introduce? Make sure you're active as a family. I mean, not only is it good for you physically, but think of the memories, you know, with your own kids. They're usually things you did with them, whether it's sports or travel, things you do together as a family.
Sure. Is that the only case maybe where diabetes goes away? Because I think once you have it, you always have it, right?
Generally speaking, yes. Uh-huh. We don't say that you don't have diabetes anymore. We use the term it's in remission. Uh-huh. Sometimes, you know, if people change their lifestyle, lose a significant amount of weight, their blood sugars can normalize. But later on in life, it has a tendency to creep back. So you always have to keep an eye on it.
When do we see the CDCES, Grace?
Good question. times that we would recommend seeing a CDCES, Ty or I, or anywhere else if you're not local here in Richland Center, but newly diagnosed, of course, that whole first education and what is misinformation and what can you trust. We'd give you that first nice ground base for it. If your blood sugars are not at goal, so if your A1C is higher than we'd like it, or your fasting sugars, if you're tracking your sugars are higher, then you'd want us to come see us a little bit more often, because Ty and I can also help with that medication management and finding the right doses for you. Instead of having to wait every 3 months to see your doctor, because doctors are really busy and getting in sooner than that is really difficult. But Ty and I would have spots and we'd help people annually to get just updates. So we do recommend annually for our patients, even the ones who are doing well. We're kind of an accountability partner. So you know that it's going to come up in June that you see one of us. So maybe you want to make some changes beforehand, or that it just keeps you on track. The other thing too is just to have that touch base of keeping in the loop with us, and so that we know what's been going on, and maybe something really tragic happened during your past year, so your sugars went up, but we can kind of talk about it and give you new tools to go back and do your next year. If you've never attended diabetes in the past, so some people have been diagnosed years ago, but they never came to Diabetes Ed. So coming to see us so that then you can get some more tools in your toolbox. Or if you were diagnosed of just past that 6.5, but your doctor said it was well managed, because anything less than 7 is well managed and you might not need medication. So sometimes people don't choose to come to Diabetes Ed at that point. So just coming and learning with us. If there's any other changes in your health, we also can help with counseling. If you've had a heart attack, if you have now kidney disease, we can support you in all of those options too, through nutrition, through support of just getting back and exercising or getting back on track of where you were. And then other life changes that can make diabetes harder to manage. Sometimes it's losing a loved one that makes it really hard to manage, or taking care of loved ones where it makes it harder to manage because you're now managing someone else's health.
What does the hospital do for your team then, Ty? Do they don't bake you a great big cake, do they?
They let us come to WRCO every year and chat.
Party. Oh, that's good stuff. So, and if anybody has any questions about what we talked about today, they can contact you through the hospital then?
Absolutely. We are very well supported at the hospital. You know, we have a policy that is kind of unique to the Richland Hospital, where if you're seeing your doctor regularly for the diabetes checkups, you can just self-refer yourself to Grace and I, because we are definitely a team and they know the benefit of going to Diabetes Ed. It makes their visits go smoother. You know, they don't answer basic questions there. And generally, you know, you do better overall.
Good. Well, you both are very approachable, too. So, I mean,
good.
I mean that, you
thanks,
know.
Phil.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't be scared to come talk to you, you know. So, and you wouldn't make me feel guilty, right?
Never.
Right. Mm-mm. I do a good job of doing that myself there, making myself feel guilty. But anyway, nice to have you in here today. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just thank you. And, you know, support those people around you. If you don't have diabetes, I'm sure you know somebody that does. And just kind of, you know, give them a little grace.
Mm-hmm. Don't be saying, why are you eating that, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things to say.
Find out the good way to support them. It's exactly. Actually supportive.
Absolutely. Good stuff to end on. Ty Mulholland and Grace Denman joining us here, diabetes care and education specialists with the Richland Hospital.
The month of November always reminds us of what we are thankful for. At Rockwell Automation, they are thankful for the wonderful employees and the efforts they put in every day. They're also a proud employer of many veterans and active duty military members and would like to extend a sincere thank you to those who serve and have served. Please be sure to thank a veteran this month and take a moment to remember all those who have served our nation. Rockwell would also like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and safe travels during this holiday season.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Joining us on WRCO's morning show is Carol Grand. She is in our community and will explain to you what she is doing today. Very unique opportunity for those of us here in Richland Center. Carol is from France and is currently making a movie or a documentary about the area. So how are you doing today, Carol?
Fine, thank you.
You picked Richland Center through an AI search. Tell us a little bit about that and how that came to be.
But here in front of you, you have a dialogue I had with the AI, GPT-3. It was before ChatGPT. And I asked an AI what it would ask if it had the opportunity to ask a question to the I Ching. So maybe you can read the dialogue and hear.
If you had the opportunity to question the I Ching, what would your question be?
And That's me asking the AI.
That was your question. Okay. And what is the best approach for me to take to achieve success in my current endeavors? Okay. That was another question you asked?
No, that's the AI. So C, it's me, and GPT-3 is the AI.
Okay. Tell me more about your current endeavors. And GPT-3 said, I am developing a project that will help to improve the lives of people in my community. What do you mean? I am creating a program that will provide resources, access to education, and support for people who are struggling in my community. By community, do you mean artificial intelligence? No, I mean my local community. What is your local community? And GPT-3 says, my community is a small rural town in the Midwest of the United States. Do you have friends there? Yes, I have many friends and family in the area. Can you tell me about them? My friends and family in the area are mostly working-class people who are struggling to make ends meet. They are trying their best to make a better life for themselves and their families. And so then you ask, can you give me a name? Yes, one of my friends is John. He is a single father who has been working hard to support his two children. He is trying to get an education so he can get a better job and provide a better life for his family. And then you ask, what is his job? John works in construction, but he is hoping to get a job in the engineering field. In what town does he live in? And GPT-3 said, John and his family live in a small town in Wisconsin. What is the name of the small town? John and his family live in the town of Richland Center. What is John's last name, you asked? John's last name is Smith. And then you ask, is John Smith still alive? Yes, John Smith is still alive and living in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Man, that is just mind-boggling that of all the places in the world that you you hit Richland Center on the map. How can you explain that?
That's why what I'm trying to figure out. Why Richland Center and what is this community? And so I came here to looking for John Smith. And actually, I found a John Smith in Richland Center who fits the description of the AI, except that now he's retired, and we have been trying to write the end of the story together. And I'm also trying to meet people from this working class that the AI care about.
Fascinating that that you would stumble upon this. Have you made other movies before with other subjects?
Yeah.
Could you give us some examples?
Yeah. My last movie, Bruto, was about a human skull. He was an accessory on the set of a short movie And I tried to find who the skull was and what was his story. So it was a quest. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's the way I like it. Like going somewhere you don't choose, meeting people, and usually people are so generous and helpful, and it's a way to tell about their lives too. And yeah, I love that.
Coming from France then, Carol, what were your impressions? What did you expect when you came to Wisconsin?
I had no idea. I didn't know where Wisconsin was in a map before. And so what I didn't expect was that people will be so welcoming and helpful. That's amazing. Everyone I meet is just very interesting by the project and try to help me. And I'm sorry for my English.
Are you doing well?
Thank you. And yeah, and I didn't expect to meet a John Smith that exactly fits the description of the AI.
So you've been interviewing people around town. What is the focus been of some of your filming, and who have you been talking with?
I've been talking, the first people I met, it was at the Sunnyside Coffee.
Okay.
And I met Ellis Felker and his wife, the artist Valerie Mangione.
Okay.
And they were here, and Ellis just saw me and said, "Oh, first time here." And yeah, it's obvious. And I told him about the story, and he said, "Oh, I will help you with this. We have to find this John Smith." And he introduced me to Dan at the bookstore,
okay,
who actually knew a John Smith. And that's how it went.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
A domino effect then.
Yeah.
Talk to this person, then you hit a home run. What was John Smith's reaction when you first contacted him?
Oh, he looked at the sky and said, "Where is the spaceship?"
Right. I can see that, sure. So, but did he fit the profile a little bit?
Totally, and that was very amazing. He was amazed by how it was just him. It was really, he is a single father of two children. He worked in construction. Just now he's retired, but yeah.
So you're going around town. I know you went to the haunted house, the haunted warehouse.
Yeah.
You're kind of getting a taste of the area then, aren't you?
Yeah, and that was scary. I was scared to drop the camera.
So you're taking little bits and pieces. Is that what the movie, the final project, is going to be edited into, like, different highlights from your journey then?
Yeah, I guess. But the thing is, I'm also trying to be surprised by people I meet, and I don't have to follow an intuition. Oh. And it's a journey. So I don't have a very, very I want to discover the movie by doing it, making it.
Okay. And when this movie is made, Carol, where will it be shown, or where will people see it?
I don't know yet. It will be shown at first in film festivals, and maybe on a television, but that I don't know yet. And I hope to show it here in Richland Center.
Oh, that'd be awesome to have a screening here. So you're going to make us look good, right? You don't have to stretch very far there, but so that's really cool. I'm guessing that somebody in your line of work, just to pick up and go, it's exciting, but it's also a little bit nerve-wracking too, isn't it?
Why do you mean?
I would say, well, going to a place that you've never been, going up to total strangers, isn't that a little bit intimidating, maybe?
That's what I like.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, meeting people I would have any chance to meet in my own life. That's really what it is all about.
Have you always been that type of person that's not afraid to go up to strangers and carry on a conversation?
Yeah, I really do believe I can meet everybody and that everybody has a good story to tell. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to meet people because they are doing the same thing as me or because they have the same way to see the world. I want to meet people that have another experience of life.
And little chapters. Everybody's got a different story to tell. So that's really cool. And some other areas you're focusing on here in the county? I know you've seen some of the things. You're here at the radio station, obviously. What are some other goals that you have here as you wrap up your movie production?
I would like to go further into this local community, working class people that the AI talked about. And I don't know yet how to do that, but I keep talking to people, and it would be lovely maybe if some people from the audience, if they hear this story, if they can react to it and say, send you maybe at the radio station their question if they have some or if they want to share something with me, that would be great.
Oh, okay. What we have in common here, I can tell you, is yes, we're working class people, a lot of hard people, but also a very generous, very giving. I mean, a lot of charities do well in the area. People give sometimes even beyond their means, perhaps, you know? So I think that's what makes us kind of unique here.
Mm, yeah.
I don't know if you've discovered that yet or not. Or...
Yeah. Everybody seems very involved in the community. And that's very interesting for me. Maybe I will go to some places like that.
Take that a little further then. Yeah. I see. So when you were growing up, is this what you wanted to do with your life? Did you want to be a filmmaker?
Yes. At first, I wanted to be a theater stage director.